Let's move on to the hold consent item, which 399.
Amend contract with Travel Portland to revise performance measures used in annual reporting of effectiveness of tourism and convention promotion activities and programs.
Okay. I think, Lightning, you pulled this. Is that right?
Who pulled it?
Do you want to speak on this item? Okay. You, sure, come on up and explain it to us, and then we'll give him a chance to testify.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. Susan Hartnett, Spectator Facilities and Development Manager. Pardon my voice, I have a cold this morning. The item in front of you is a pretty simple contract amendment. It's our contract with Travel Portland for convention, tourism, and travel promotion, which is paid for by dedicated funds from the city's 1% transient lodging taxes, which are specified in the city charter. You may recall last July when Jeff Miller, President and CEO of Travel Portland, was here to give you the annual report for 2014, that he mentioned the desire to change the performance measures to update and upgrade them to tie them into an industry standard that they had begun to work with. At the time, you all indicated you were interested in seeing that change made. I was here and told you that it would require a contract amendment since the original contract and its attachment, which is what you're amending today, were adopted by council ordinance. So that's why it's in front of you today. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Thank you. Come up and speak, Lightning.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog X and also Lightning Housing X. One of the reasons why I pulled this item is that when we're always discussing tourism, just as this last resolution we discussed, it's a number that can be very interesting as far as where we can go with that, because there's really no limits on running the city more efficient on the amount of tourism dollars that can come in Portland. So just on these type of events that we were discussing in the Convention Center Hotel and various things like that, it's an unknown, and we all know that it's going to be very beneficial. Now, one of the concerns I have is I want to have more studies on when we decrease homelessness through the city, what benefits is that going to be toward tourism? And we know there will be benefits, and we don't want to have conflicts between the two of them, but we know that if we can get some people into what's called affordable housing, tourism dollars are going to go up. We know that the businesses around the city, their profits will go up. So we need to keep a close eye on that and keep coming up with a number to really decrease chronic homelessness through the city and look at the benefits by the data that we might show as far as on potential gains. Because, and I'm not talking only for the people, I'm talking through the whole city from an economic standpoint, but again, of course, from the social standpoint of the physical mental health of the homeless and their longevity of life by having housing. And again, I've talked about that property over by United States Post Office building at 715 Northwest Hoyt. I'd like that to be looked at again on doing a project at the 30% MFI or lower. I want that to be designated at that income level for the most vulnerable people in this city. And I want to have an understanding that we can pay these projects off if we do them right with the increased revenue, such as from the tourism industry, such as from the business throughout the community showing increased profits because we're running the city more efficiently and people are in housing being more productive and more healthier. And when you start calculating those costs, we can do a large-scale project and probably pay it off in a reasonably short time and have that longevity of housing for the most vulnerable people in the city. Again, I hope we look at that project that urban renewal dollars are thinking about purchasing, and we design it to benefit the people that need to be taken care of the most. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Let's take a roll call vote, please, on the ordinance.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye.